Now they take billions of dollars more and years more to get through, and we are out of...
A climate protest by the group Extinction Rebellion just streets away from the UN headquarters in New York. The world will be watching this week, the last gathering of global leaders before vital climate negotiations take place in just 6 weeks' time. The Paris climate deal was agreed in 2015, but experts say it didn't go far enough and many countries have not met their commitments. With the clock ticking towards a key meeting in Glasgow in Scotland, the UN Secretary-General sounds a little pessimistic about achieving a new landmark deal.
You've been talking about mistrust taking place between the developed world and the developing world. Do you think that could derail any agreement? And how serious would that be for the world?
It can, and it would be extremely serious, and we must avoid it. We must re-establish trust. I think it's important that developed countries understand that they need to do more in support to developing countries, namely fulfilling their commitments made in Paris, but going beyond that.
When world leaders gather here, they'll be discussing a wide range of issues. Top of the agenda is Afghanistan. There'll be a meeting of the foreign ministers of the countries of the G20 and then a meeting of the ministers of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. This is the first General Assembly attended by President Joe Biden. He'll chair a session on COVID-19 with the aim of trying to find a way to vaccinate the world. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.